Raphael Warnock speaks in Senate on federalizing elections without acknowledging flip-flop on voter ID measure. By Wendell Hasebo on June 22, 2021. Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, spoke on the Senate floor about federalizing local elections without acknowledging his flip-flop on the bill's voter ID measure the Senate will consider Tuesday. Well, folks, how derelict would we be if in this defining moment we refuse to even have a debate on federalizing elections? Warnock began, skirting his new position on supporting ID laws. When I spoke here in March, 250 voter proposals had been introduced in 43 states. Now it is 389 proposals in 48 states. Warnock continued to speak about election security measures that states are implementing to further election integrity. Since I spoke here in March, Georgia and 13 other states have enacted election integrity laws. 14 in total, Warnock said, brazenly including his home state of Georgia's laws, of which he has been outspokenly opposed. We will have crossed a dangerous Rubicon in our nation that will make it extremely difficult for the next generation to secure voting rights for every eligible American, Warnock stated. And so, Mr. President, this is not just another moment in another Congress. We should not think of this as routine. This is a defining moment that calls upon us to speak, to debate, to act. Warnock's Senate speech comes after he flip-flopped on voter ID laws his state has enacted, claiming Thursday he has never been opposed to voter ID. Ignoring his own history of bashing unnecessary and discriminatory voter ID laws, describing them as both secretive and subversive. Breitbart News reported June 17 that in a 2018 article entitled Attacks on Voting Hit at Soul of Our Democracy, Warnock penned, more than a decade ago, Republican legislators in the state of Georgia led the way in turning the clock back on voting rights by passing unnecessary and discriminatory voter ID laws, later referring to such laws as onerous.